Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Junior Giants Speak here on Blog Talk Radio. It is a pleasure to be with you this morning on this rainy day coming out of the Atlanta metro area. I'm happy to be here this morning with our Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, Junior Giant reporters.
Good morning.
We are happy to be here with you. This is the show for children, by children, and about children. And it appears we're going to have a kind of a quick show this morning, but we're just happy to be here. And I want to thank parents, as always, for allowing the children to take part in the show today. I know that there are other activities going on, so I do appreciate your time. Today, we are going to be saying thank you and goodbye to our now former president, President and Mrs. Barack Obama. And the children have written goodbye and thank you letters that they're going to present on today. This has been an interesting transition. One of you all needs to get into a quiet place. It has been interesting to see this transition from President and Mrs. Obama to President and Mrs. Trump. And I'm not even going to get into my politics. So all I know is the Bible tells us to pray for leadership, and it really doesn't matter who's in the position of leadership. The Bible tells us to pray for them. And so that's what we'll be doing, because that's what we did while Mr. Obama was in office, and it's just the right thing to do. But I felt like because Mr. Obama being in office was a historical event in and of itself, that it deserved a notation to tell him goodbye. And because things may change quite a bit in this next presidency, I wanted to take time to acknowledge what has been done to this point. The Junior Giants are ready, and before we go to their reports, I want to let you know that we are yet recruiting for Junior Giant Speaks. This program is for children between the ages of 7 and 12 who are willing to do something just a little bit different. They can't be too shy because they might not want to come on the air, but it's for those who can, will be able to write the reports and read them and have conversation over the air. So if that's someone that you know, please give us a call. My number is 678-516-5570. I'm Miss Sharon. And you can also reach us by on our website, which is www.juniorgiantspeaks.com. And get with us, and we will get back with you as soon as possible and get your child, your niece, your grandchild set up to be part of our program. We're going to go now to our reports. I have Mr. Luke Alexander Blantney with us today, and we have Ms. Jada Collins here with us today, and I'm very happy to have them here this morning. We're going to start this morning with Luke because Luke has a basketball game. Good morning, Luke. How are you?
Good.
How was your week?
Great.
It was great? Oh, I'm glad to hear that. What made it great?
It's because first basketball game, we won. I did great. One person said leave me alone in the middle of the game, which I told to my parents. Long story. And this other guy that I was defending was trying to juke me out when I had the ball.
But okay, but you played well.
Yep.
Great. I'm glad to hear that. Who are you playing today?
I don't know. Last time I played the team, like the other team that practices at the same place. The team I'm going against this time, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I pray you do very well.
Thank you.
Are you ready with your report?
Yes.
Please go right ahead.
Good day. This is Luther Jr. Jack Report. And today I would like to say thank you, President Barack Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, and their daughters Malia Obama and Sasha Obama. First, I would like to thank President Obama for these accomplishments. Thank you for working hard to pass health care reform. Thank you for your support on veterans. My great-grandfather, John Wesley Arnold, my grandfather, Thomas L. Ponderson, and my dad, Phil Gladney, are all veterans. Thank you for signing the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act in 2010. To improve school nutrition, I sometimes eat food at my school, so healthy food is important. Secondly, I would like to thank First Lady Michelle Obama for these accomplishments. Thank you for starting Let's Move to help resolve childhood obesity by encouraging more physical activity and healthier food in our schools. Thank you for creating the school lunch program that provides food for kids that don't have money to pay for their school lunch. Thank you for the Chefs Move to School program that allows chefs to teach kids about healthy eating. Thirdly, I'd like to thank Malia Obama and Sasha Obama for being beautiful and nice. I salute the Obama family and thank them for a job well done. They are a part of our U.S. history now, so I hope to continue to see them and read about them in the future. In closing, this is Luther Jr. Giant Reporter. Have a great day.
I absolutely loved that report. Good job, Luke. I think you hit on good things that they did. Excellent job. And it's really interesting that they did a lot of things for children, and I pray that those things will continue, that we will carry those things on, especially the move, to help the children move and to stay healthy. That's very important, and that's something that you can carry throughout your life. Great job, Lou. Great job. Okay, we're continuing on. I have another caller coming in, too. Who's new on the line?
Taria.
Good morning, Taria. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. How was your week?
Good.
Okay, what was good about it?
Well, I got 100 on my test, and it was a really important test.
Okay, that's good. Are you ready with your story?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Julia, Junior Giant Reporter. I'm going to talk to you about how I'm going to be sending a letter about to First Lady and Obama. Dear Obama and First Lady, I wanted to thank you for helping our country over the past 8 years. You have been a great president for our country, and you both have made many changes for our country. Mrs. Obama, you are a great role model for girls. You inspire girls to be smart. You visit many schools around the country talking to kids about being healthier and eating right and exercising. You encourage them to grow their own fruits and vegetables. You also made sure kids were able to eat healthy foods at school. I also wanted to thank you for recognizing military families and knowing that they needed help and care. While my dad was in Iraq, this made me feel happy when I missed him. President Obama, thank you for being an awesome first Black president. Thank you for helping the country get health care. You also saved the economy. It was also important to me when you increased support for veterans and helped veteran families. Thank you for ending the war in Iraq, which allowed my dad to come back home safely. Thanks for being a great example for the first president I had ever known. This is Taria, your Junior Giant Reporter.
Wow. Very nice. Very nice. Your father was in, where was your father stationed?
Iraq.
Okay. What was that like, Taria, for your dad not to be home and to know that he was in Iraq?
I was actually really sad.
I bet you were. Well, I'm glad. How did it feel when he came home?
Felt really happy.
Okay, that's really good. I didn't know that he had been stationed in Iraq, so I'm glad he's home safely. And President Obama really did do some good things for the veterans, and that's good. I'm glad he has the veterans in mind, because it is because of the veterans that we can be safe, live in safety. And that's a beautiful thing. Thank you, Taria.
You're welcome.
We're going to keep going. And this is Junior Giant Speaks on Blog Talk Radio. And I have my Junior Giant reporters here with me this morning. We are talking about farewell and a thank you to Mr. and Mrs. Obama, who are now our former presidents. We just want them to know that we felt like they did a great job, and we appreciate what they brought to the office, because I feel like they did a lot for black families, for black married couples, for the country and at large. But for black America, they did a lot. They were excellent role models. They were scandal-free, and it was just obvious that they loved each other and their daughters. So we want to just make sure that we give them the proper send-off and thank you. We're going to keep going now with Miss Jada. And I want, before Jada starts, I want you guys to think about the question of the day. And the question of the day is, excuse me, would you ever like to be president? Yes or no? And then why? If you answer yes, you have to tell me why. If you answer no, you have to tell me why. Would you ever like to be president? All right, we're going to go now with Ms. Jada. Good morning, Jada.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great because on Friday we got extra recess, and for honor roll, for people who got all A's or all A's and B's, got to watch a movie with popcorn.
So you had a great week, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So what do you think about Mr. and Mrs. Obama leaving office?
Well, I'm kind of sad because they were good presidents, and they helped America a lot and helped out a lot of families out of their own will.
Okay. Are you ready with your story?
Yes.
Go right ahead, please.
Good morning. This is Jada, your Junior Giant reporter. President Barack Obama has effectively left the office January 20th, 2017, after 8 years. This is a thank you letter to Mr. Obama and Mrs. Obama and their family for a job well done. Dear former president, I am writing this letter to let you know how blessed I am to have you as one of the best presidents. Not only that, you are one of the first black American presidents in the United States. Thank you for giving Obamacare to millions of Americans who could not qualify for health insurance. And thank you, Michelle Obama, for helping to open a fitness for people with obesity that need to eat more healthy, and so they can get more exercise. Thank you for the action plan that you have ordered in the capture Islam bin Laden. As the Bible states, no weapon that forms against us shall prosper. I want to wish you all the best as you continue to enjoy your life as a citizen, and all the best to you and your family. This has been Jada, your Junior Giant reporter. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much, Jada. And that is something that Mr. Obama did, is with the capture or the demise of Osama bin Laden, excuse me. And that was a great thing. I saw a clip of that on television last night, I believe it was, and people were celebrating in the streets when that happened because they thought he was responsible for 9/11 attack on the United States. So good report. Good report, Jada. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we're going to continue. We're going to talk about the question of the day. The question of the day today is, would you ever want to be president? Yes or no? And why? And I'm going to start with Taria. Taria, would you ever want to be the president of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Why would you want to be the president?
Because I want to change the world and make peace throughout the country.
Okay. Those are good answers. Those are good answers. Can you think of what would be the first thing you would do as president?
I would help homeless people.
Okay. That's a good answer. Very good. Okay, Madam President, let's go to Ms. Jada. Jada, would you ever want to be president of the United States of America?
No.
Why not?
Because I feel like being president is too much work, and then you're going to have everybody in the whole world know your name and have everyone know where you live, and you have to do so many things at once, and you never get any time for just to relax for yourself.
Okay, that's an interesting answer. Okay, because it is absolutely a lot of responsibility, a lot of responsibility. And I'm sure that Mr. and Ms. Obama, I read where they went on, they left this morning on vacation. While they were happy to serve, I'm sure they're also glad that this part of their life is over. And so this has been Eugene Giant's Speaks Show, and we have been giving tribute to our former president, Mr. and Mrs. Barack Obama. We do want to thank them for their service to our country, and we pray that the president that follows will be as gracious. It is our prayer that he be as gracious as the Obamas. We're going to pray that he is as gracious as the former president, and that he does things that are going to be pleasing in God's sight. And so with that, we're going to leave you on this morning, and I want to thank you for being a part of Junior Giants this morning. I am missing some reporters this morning, but I'm appreciative to those who came and shared. Please join us again in 2 weeks, and we will get back to you for those 2 weeks. Have a good week. Ladies, you did a good job. And we're going to pray for Luke that he does well today in his basketball game. Thank you for joining us. Have a great week. God bless you. Bye-bye.
sing the song to help me through the long days. And I know when evil comes my way, I must stay focused on me.
I was thinking of who I could make my wife. How could I be the example that light and shining bright? With sexual thoughts in my mind that I remained to fight. That same mentality of others wasn't nearly different. Like you, I feel the pleasure of taking this Holy Spirit. TBH, I know that most of us love the way we living, but we hate it at the same time, cause we know we sinning. But being me and honesty, I don't wanna be that hypocrite. Talking about we live that life doing drugs outside where we know we ain't living it. Like, man, changed on us, why you seem so different? Cause 400 degrees is hot and I ain't trying to feel it. We struggle every day, we need His mercy and His grace. But I can't wait until that day we leave and see His face. Until then, I want the new life, the best that I can be. Cause the last thing I want to hear is deep the car from me.
The last thing that I want to hear. A new life, a new life.
And that was Mr. Reginald and Ezekiel Summers. And I want to thank you again for joining our show this morning. Goodbye, Mr. and Mrs. Obama. May God bless you. And goodbye to you all, our listeners. Thank you for spending time with us on this morning. Goodbye.